We're back, the Neil Haley Show, here on the Author's Corner segment, and I'm excited to welcome the program author Dr. Kapil Parakh, author of Searching for Health, the smart way to find information online and put it to use. Dr. Parakh, I love it. It's such a great title for a book, and it's what people do all the time, right? Search online for medical information.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Do you agree with me? That's what people do is all the time. They search for the answers instead of consult a doctor in our day and age.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's definitely that, right? So I think that's a very common thing for people to do. But, you know, sort of if you think, sort of step back for a moment, it's a realistic situation, right? Like, you can be with your doctor all the time, and you get symptoms, or you're worried about a condition, you're trying to deal with something, the logical place to turn is the internet and to find that information. The challenge, though, is that how do you convert that into something that's useful? So first, you got to find the right information.
But exactly.
Then how do you make use of it? And that's where the book comes in. It's really to try and help people not just get to the right website, but then also, once you're there, to put that information in a context and then bring it up with your doctor in a way that's collaborative and useful and gets you better decisions out of it.
Is it your concern with COVID-19 and stuff that people are just trying to search for information and then they're not getting the right information, and that could lead to panic and kind of anxiety just in this day and age with COVID? But your book relates to so many things where people are seeing symptoms and they just search online and don't really have the right thought process in what they're searching for.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you know, we started on this book 4 years ago, so it's been a journey to get here. And COVID has certainly, you know, exacerbated some of these things, brought them to light that we were doing anyways, of like trying to make sense of information online. So that's definitely part of the challenge. I think, you know, when I see a patient come in and they've spent a bunch of time looking for information online and they have some ideas, to me, that's an opportunity. And
exactly,
I see that as somebody who's engaged in their health. They went to the trouble of looking all this stuff up, and now they've got some ideas. They might not be the right ideas, but that doesn't take away from the fact that they put effort into it, right? And so I take my job as helping them on that path, guiding them to the right information and channeling that energy towards something that's useful for their health. Now, the issue is, you know, that takes a certain level of training and skill and honestly time that many doctors just don't have. So how can we bridge this gap? And the book helps people, the reader, to understand the situation that most doctors are in, to have a short amount of time, they have an agenda that they have to get through, and how do you get heard in that visit, and how do you get, you know, your points across in a way that's meaningful and useful to you? And so we put in practical things like, how do you write an agenda ahead of time? What are the scripts, the words that you can use that can help your doctor understand the things? What are the things your doctor is trying to do in that visit so you get out of their way and actually help them along so they can help you, right? It's a lot of like practical stuff in addition to sort of context.
See, and that's so key. I mean, it's so important because if you don't have the right information, it leads to that. So you're right. Before COVID, you know, the people that, how many people go to the emergency room on a regular basis based on fear of thinking they have something and just rush right to that emergency room, and which costs a lot of money for healthcare in general, especially if you're uninsured.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, it's a bigger issue than that, right? Like, it's not just the cost, but like the personal anxiety and all of that goes into
yes.
that process. And how do you sort of avoid a lot of that? There's a disease or a syndrome that they call medical student disease, which is every medical student, when they read through all these crazy conditions, they get convinced because they're like, oh, maybe I might have that pain or that rash. And then they think they're dying. And now, because of the internet, we all have that experience. And so how do you like avoid those kinds of situations? So like one of the practical things we say in the book is just write your symptoms down ahead of time. And if you do that, then when you go online and you start reading about some rare condition and then talks about some symptom and you start convincing yourself you might have it, you just take a look at your list and you're like, wait, no, I didn't write this down. So I don't really, I can't say that I had it. And then, you know, it keeps you honest a little bit. So the idea is really just to provide little tips and tools along the way like that can be quite useful.
How about with certain healthcare now really pushing forward towards telemedicine? What are your thoughts on that? Because sure. then you could quickly, easily go and say, okay, I'm concerned. And they decide to meet with you and you get on a, you know, Zoom call, whatever the medical one is for Zoom.
Right? Sure.
And I think that's a good thing, but yeah, that you could jump that quickly to something than over flooding an emergency room. So if more and more telemedicine could be used in that certain aspect, and your book in a way, like, oh my gosh, I'm really, really concerned.
Yeah.
I need to see a medical professional, but I don't want to go spread COVID, right? Or I don't want to go out where I have an opportunity to get COVID, even if I had the vaccine, meaning I don't want to, you know, transfer it possibly to others or just whatever. I just want to be at home. I think this is a great, your book is a great tool because then, okay, I looked, searched online. I'm concerned, but I need somebody quickly. Telemedicine. So are you a proponent of telemedicine where it's going and stuff in the, I guess the more technologies happen?
No, I mean, honestly, I'm a fan. I think telemedicine, but it's not just telemedicine, right? I think there's so many tools that are out there that many people don't even know exist. So before telemedicine, there was regular phone lines. They're called triage lines. Many insurance companies have them, doctor's offices have them, that people didn't even know exist. And you could call up a triage line, and they've been around since the 70s. Where they would just tell you, okay, tell me your symptoms, usually a nurse, and they walk you through an algorithm and they say, well, probably need to go to the emergency room or not, right? They can help you make a more informed decision. Same with telemedicine. You talk to a doctor after you're concerned, they either say, hey, look, it's most likely this, and you're assured, and in a few, you know, you start your search all the way to like go see a doctor in a couple of hours, your whole journey is done and you're reassured, and that's wonderful. Or they tell you it's something serious and you've got to go in and maybe save your life. Also a good thing. So I think having access to tools is a great thing. I think knowing what those tools are and how and when to use them is where our book comes in to like say, this is how you use the internet. Here's how you could use a triage line. Here's how you could use telemedicine and so on and so forth. Here's how you use your doctor and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic in many ways. So what did you have a story of why you wrote this book? What kind of came you to say, I'm going to come up with such an awesome title and an awesome book because really it's so needed? I mean, honestly, because and
absolutely.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you seem like you're smart about, okay, I want to write a book. I know there's a need. There's a pain point somewhere. Let me come up with a title and an idea that's fantastic, which it is, in my opinion.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. No, we put a lot of thought into this. So I've been at Google for about 6 years. I spent the first three working on search. And while working on that, and I also see patients part-time, so seeing patients in the office and working on products that help people find information, I found this gap, right? On the one hand, we're leading people to more reliable websites and helping them make sense of them. On the other hand, I'm seeing patients come in who, you know, I have to work with to help them make sense of some of this information and get them on their journey. And the gap there I found was that there are different frameworks, there are different ways of thinking about this information that doctors have than what patients and consumers have. And the book really fills that gap to try and connect people from that information to their doctor and fill in that void so that you can actually make it more useful.
You're laughing at me because did you just say you work for Google? And I was able to off air from the beginning say, oh, by the way, this is the best title ever for a Google search.
I do work for Google, so I know a thing or two about searching.
So you've got to be impressed by me, right? To be able to identify that, right? Anyone else tell you that one?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no, but do you agree? I identified you're an expert in that, and then I'm like, oh, he is. You know, so you must be a fan. You must be a fan of Neil Patel because I'm a huge fan of his too. I check out his stuff.
I have read his work. Yeah.
Yeah, his works and his blog. Yeah, and everyone forgets the written. They all want to do video now, right? And the written word is awesome. Okay, so awesome. So basically, a doctor who works for Google. How'd that happen? Just tell me that real quick, because I'm sure no one's asked.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm very lucky to have ended up here. I spent almost a decade at Johns Hopkins, which is where I trained, and I was very interested in innovation and in technology. I started doing some of those things at Hopkins and got introduced to somebody at Google, and sort of one thing led to another and turned into a job, which is where I'm now.
You would be an encyclopedia of information if you came on Clubhouse with me. Oh my gosh! Unless you've been on Clubhouse yet, have you gone on Clubhouse yet?
You
need to. You need to. You need to. So reach out to me if you're interested. I got about 3,200 followers on Clubhouse, and I'm rocking it on there. And I'm telling you, especially how many topics involving health happen, you probably sell a ton of books on Clubhouse. People take action more than that than anywhere. So if you're interested, just come make sure you reach out to me. But I appreciate it. This is great. This is a great book, a great title. I know everyone's going to be able to pick it up. And I know when I think about my wife and how she worries about all these information, by reading this book, she'll stop worrying about all these diseases or different things that she thinks she could hurt as a hypochondriac that she is. Could have, and people that always constantly worry about their health, now they have a resource in your books.
I really hope so.
Yeah, I know.
No, I really hope so. And if you can squeeze it in, like, I think it also makes for a good gift, because like somebody gets diagnosed with something and you want to be helpful, but you don't know what to do, right? Like, and this could be one of those things where like, I'm really sorry to hear what you got diagnosed with blah blah blah, but here's something that might help you in your journey, and that I think is one more angle that we're trying to encourage.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so definitely we can check you out. Best place to purchase your book, but do you have a website as well, Dr. Perot?
Yeah, searchingforhelp.org.
All right.
Searchingforhelp.org.
Oh, see, and there you go. So .com, I'm sure, was bought thousands of years ago, right? You can't beat that. How much would that domain sell for right now?
It's taken, so I don't think they'd sell it. They've built it out pretty well.
Oh, yeah, but you're the only book with that name. But I appreciate it, Dr. Perot. I've enjoyed the conversation, learned a lot from you today, and everyone needs to pick up your book, and thanks for coming on my show. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Neil. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. You listen to Neil Haley's show, and we'll be back in just a moment.